You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning again today. This is the Kingdom Sound radio broadcast. We are a ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Thank you so much to our wonderful pastors, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. and Pastor Teresa Robinson. We praise God for this opportunity, this platform to proclaim the goodness of the Lord, the word of the Lord, the salvation, healing, and power and deliverance of Jesus Christ. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm in the studio. Thank God for you that listen, that tune in, that let Apostle Thomas know that you've listening to the broadcast. Thank God for you guys listening and supporting this ministry. We honor the Lord today. I pray today we're talking from the topic, Lord, teach me to forgive like you. Forgiveness is so important, and we're doing a couple of teachings on forgiveness. Today we're focused on, Lord, teach me to forgive like you. How many of you know forgiveness ain't easy? But we gotta forgive. So Holy Spirit, I pray today, Father, help us in the area of forgiveness. Grow us in the area of forgiveness. Help us, Father, to forgive like you. Let this broadcast, Father, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, receptive hearts today when it comes to the topic of forgiveness. This is a heavy topic. We all can find somebody that we might need your help still for getting the residue of unforgiveness off of it. Father, let us forgive fully, I pray and I ask. Unlock our hearts today. Open our hearts, Father, that let everybody that we've been holding in jail, in prison, in our hearts and in our minds, let us, as the warden, we made ourselves the warden over them. Let us let them go free. Let us unlock all the jail locks and let the prisoners and the captives go free. Let deliverance come today. Let forgiveness come today. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We got to deal with forgiveness. We've got to. There's no excuses. We got to forgive like God. We got to forgive like God. God requires that we forgive like he does. We're going to miss God if we don't forgive. I don't want to miss God. I don't want to miss eternity with God. We've got to forgive. So that means wherever I'm having struggle, wherever I'm having trouble forgiving, it's me. I need God in that place. The problem is me. The problem is not God. How do we forgive like God? Let me read some scriptures before we go to our main text. The scripture tells us in 1 Kings 8:39, it says, "Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place." God is, that's where God is, in the third heaven. "And forgive and do, and give every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest." So one thing about forgiveness is God knows the heart of man. "For thou, even thou only," only God knows the heart of man. "Only thou only, only you, God, know the heart of all the children of men." God knows the heart. He knows my heart if I say I've forgiven and I haven't. And he knows your heart if your heart is evil and wicked against me. But God knows the heart. So I got to just forgive. I got to leave the hearts of people to God. I've got to put people in God's hands. God, 2 Chronicles 6:30 says, "Then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place and forgive." God, hear us and forgive. "And render unto every man according to all the ways whose heart you know. For only thou know the heart of the children of men." When we forgive, we leave what needs to happen in the Lord's hands. We put people in the Lord's hands. I was praying and talking about sometimes we've made ourselves a warden. And we've got people locked down and in jail and in prison in our hearts and our minds. But today, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we resign as being the warden of people. We release them through the power of Jesus Christ, no matter what evil they've done against us. And people can do much evil, much harm, much trauma, much pain, much betrayal, much deception, much cruelty. But we still got to forgive. When we start, when we finish making our list of what was done to us, the bottom line is that we must forgive. There's no way around it. There's no way out. Horrendous things have happened to us. People have abused, betrayed, hurt, maimed, tried to kill, destroy, defame, slander, murder. All whatever evil under the sun that man could do, it's been done to some of us. Those that should have protected us and kept us safe did not. They might have been a part of it. But when the bottom line comes, I still got to forgive you. I still got to release you. And so today, through the power of the Holy Ghost, there is an anointing for forgiveness, an anointing for releasing. The Holy Spirit is helping us, our enabler, our helper. How God forgives. Look at how God forgives. He's teaching us. Let me go to Jeremiah 31:34. "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me." When we know God and we know his heart and we know his ways, we know we got to forgive. It's who he is. He's a God of grace and mercy. He's a God that's merciful and compassionate, plenteous in mercy, plenteous, no short supply. He's calling us to be plenteous in mercy. He's calling us to walk in his ways, his nature, his character, his DNA, to think like God by the renewing and the transforming of our mind. It says in Jeremiah 31:34, "For they shall all know me, from the least to the great, says the Lord, and I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more." I've got to allow the power of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, to work in my heart and work in my mind till I, through his power, guess what? That's important. It's through his power. It's through his enablement. It's through his ability that I'm able to forgive. He gives me the power to forgive. He gives me the power to release. He gives me the power to let go. He gives me the power, the ability, the power to forgive. God is plenteous in power. He has all power in his hands. So guess what? He's going to give, supply to you and I the power we need to forgive. We're talking about how, Lord, teach me to forgive like you do. Teach me to forgive like you do. Teach me to forgive. And he remembers their sin no more. He don't hold it against them. He don't hold it against them. Help me to forgive iniquity, trespass, and sin. Don't hold it against them. Father, forgive them. Jesus taught us. Father, forgive them from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. God, deposit that in us, the power and the ability to release people to you. Let our prayer for people that have betrayed us, that have tried to destroy us, let our prayer to you be, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. They do. And when the enemy brings it to our remembrance, because you know the enemy don't want us to forgive. He wants to keep us locked and bound. So here's the deal. We have made ourselves warden over other people, people that hurt us, people that betrayed us, people that deceived us. We made ourselves warden. We have them in our own mental and heart prison. And here it is. Because of that, that opens the door for the enemy, the devil, Satan, to imprison us. Because if we don't forgive, we are going to bust hell wide open. There's nothing you can say that happened that God still will not require us to forgive. There's no forgiveness pass. Let me use in the game of life, I believe it is, or Monopoly, let me use my get out of jail card. There is no pass. I gotta forgive. I gotta do it God's way. He's required us to be willing and obedient, even to the place of forgiveness. Because when we accept and receive him, we're no more our own. We've been bought with a price. I'm willing and I'm obedient. I submit myself and my will. I take up my cross and I follow him in the footprints of Jesus, in the blueprint of Jesus, in the character, in the nature, the will, the thoughts, the perspective of Christ Jesus. So the Lord is saying, teach us. We're our prayer today with this broadcast. Teach me to forgive like you do, God. Teach me to forgive like you. Peter came to Jesus and he said, how often shall I forgive my brothers of their trespasses? How often shall I forgive other people of their trespasses? Shall I forgive them one time? Shall I forgive them seven times? Jesus said you must forgive 70 times seven. There's no limit. We've got to come to this place. Unforgiveness hinders us. Unforgiveness keeps us from receiving God's forgiveness. Unforgiveness ties the hands of God that now I'm at risk of not being forgiven. And you know goodness well, we each need forgiveness. And we know goodness well how much we need forgiveness. Forgiveness is crucial. Forgiveness is critical. Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our debts. What do I owe God? If he pulled out the slate, if he pulled out my account, what do I owe him? I owe a debt I could not pay, never. I owe God billions, trillions. It says, Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. I owe God trillions, billions. And he requires that I forgive those that owe me nickels, dimes, pennies. How dare we hold hostage, hold captive, imprison in our heart and mind those that owe us nickels, pennies, dollars, when we owe God trillions and billions that we could never pay. But the compassionate Father releases us, forgives our iniquity, forgives our sins, forgives our trespasses, and he remembers our sins no more. Let's look at the scripture. Matthew 18 is where we're going with this teaching. Go to Matthew. I hope you got your Bibles on your phone or your Bible in your hands. Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Let's read quickly. Then came Peter and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I still forgive him? Maybe seven times? Should I forgive someone seven times who sins against me? Should I at least have seven times grace? And Jesus answered Peter and said unto him, No, I don't say
seven times do you forgive? I'm not going to say that, Peter. He said, but until 70 times seven. You got to, your forgiveness, the grace of forgiveness got to go higher than that. The grace of God goes higher than that. And the same grace that's extended unto us, God say, you gotta give that. He say, judge not that you be not judged. With the measure that you use in judging others and locking others out of forgiveness, that's what he's going to use to you. So we've got to see this thing. We've got to see that our forgiveness is conditional on us granting forgiveness. Our forgiveness is conditional on us granting forgiveness. So that's what makes forgiveness crucial. I can't afford to be in a place with me owing God trillions and billions in my sin and my iniquity and my transgressions. I can't afford to be in a place that I can't forgive you. I can't afford to remain in a place of unforgiveness. Today I forgive. Today I forgive. Today I release. Today I unlock the prison doors of my heart and mind and release everyone captive. Everyone that I have a you done me wrong song, I release by the power of God. I release by the grace of God. I release by the enabling of the Holy Spirit today to let everybody go. Let it go. Let them go. Let what happened go in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, verse 22, 23, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king. Now he gives a parable. Peter comes with the question, God, how much can I get away with before I don't have to forgive somebody? How much getting on my nerves do I have to tolerate before I can write them off and wipe my hands clean of them? Come on, you know how we do. I gave him a chance one time. I gave him a chance two times. I gave him a chance three times. I gave him a chance four times. I gave him a chance five times. I gave him a chance six times. I gave him a chance, Peter is asking, seven times. Now I'm going to. How we do, we wipe our hands clean of them. And we have the story to tell. Now, I tried to work with them. I tried. But the Lord says, oh, 70 times seven. The Lord says, my grace is higher than that for forgiveness. How I forgive you is higher than that. Come up in your forgiveness today. Lord, teach me to forgive like you. To forgive like God, we got to come up in our forgiveness. We've got to come up in our forgiveness. We've got to receive grace, his amazing grace that we want for ourselves, but we don't want to release it to others. He said, therefore, let me talk about this parable, verse 23, Matthew 18, we're up to verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king that took an account of his servants. We said, if I were to look at my account, I know I owe God billions and trillions, but his grace and mercy have covered me. He's removed my sins from as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers them no more. When the king had begun to take up and count the tally, he decided to bring his accounts up to date. Who owes me what? What's going on in my account? And it said, who was in debt to the king? And it says, in the process, they brought one of his servants that owed him 10,000 talents. Somebody was in debt that owed him 10,000 talents. In our translation today, it says millions of dollars. We owe God millions and billions. We're so indebted to him. The lives we live and what we do and how we treat others and, oh, how we disobey him. We have a high debt with God of what we would owe him if he were to hold us and take an account. For as much as he had not to pay, the king demanded him to be sold. The man was brought before the king. He owed him millions of dollars in today's money, 10,000 talents back then. He didn't have it to pay. So the king said, let him be sold. Let him go to prison. He gonna pay this money. And his wife go, and his children go. Let the whole house go until they get this money together and pay me back what they owe. Pay me what they owe. Who owes us an apology? Who owes us, and I'm sorry, Who owes us a forgive me, please? Who do we owe, and I'm sorry, who do we owe a forgive me? Who do we owe an apology to? And the servant that owed all the money, that owed all the debt, fell down, humbled himself. Humility makes way for forgiveness. Lord, teach me to forgive like you. And he worshiped the king. We have a king. We have a king of kings. We have a Lord of lords. In humbling ourselves before him and worshiping him, he said, Lord, the servant made a request. Have patience with me and I'll pay you all. It's easy for us to ask for mercy. It's easy for us to ask for patience. Give me some more time. But what about when others need patience from us? What about when others need more time from us? What about when others need forgiveness from us? And the Lord, the King, was moved with compassion. Now we know the King is a picture of God. God is moved with compassion. We know God is ready to forgive. He's moved with compassion. Compassion, soft heart. God's heart is soft towards us when we repent and when we ask forgiveness. His heart is moved with compassion. God, give me our topic. Lord, teach me to forgive like you forgive. To forgive like the Father, I've got to have a soft heart. To forgive like the Father, I've got to have a compassionate heart. God, give us your heart. Take out the stony heart. The stony heart is an unforgiving heart. The stony heart is a proud heart. The stony heart is an arrogant heart. The stony heart is a selfish heart. God, give us a new heart and renew a right spirit in us today that we can forgive and release people and go on in the joy of the Lord, that we can pray like Jesus did. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. For they know not what they do. The heart of the servant was moved with compassion, and he loosed him and forgave him of the debt. The king, his heart towards the servant, was moved with compassion. God, bring compassion to our hearts today so we can forgive like you. Bring an outpouring of compassion to our hearts, Father, so we can let it go. Give us the grace to forgive. Give us the grace. Nevertheless, let us submit our wills to you. Nevertheless, not my will, let thy will be done. The scripture tells us, Matthew 6:15, but if you forgive not men, if you don't forgive men their trespasses, if you don't forgive them of their debts, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses. We've got to forgive. If you forgive men their trespasses, Matthew 6:14, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. I want the also. I need the also. I need God to forgive me. And therefore, I'm asking today, God, teach me to forgive others like you. Teach me to let it go, even when they never repent, even when they never humble themselves, even when they never give me an apology. I still don't have a pass when it comes to forgiveness. I still got to pull on the grace of God. I still got to stay in God's face until hardness of heart breaks off of me. I still got to pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I still got to pray like Jesus. I still got to forgive like God. The scripture tells us, Matthew 18:35, so likewise, let me keep reading. So likewise shall our heavenly Father do unto us if we don't forgive. So let's keep reading the story before I jump there. Matthew 18:28. But the same servant went out after he's been forgiven his millions, trillions, billions of debt. Now here he goes. This is why we say, Lord, teach me to forgive like you. The servant went out. He done got released. He done got forgiven. He done got up off of his knees. He is rejoicing. The Lord forgave him, wiped the slate clean. And the scripture says he forgave him of the debt, 10,000 talents, which is equivalent to millions of dollars in our time. That same servant went out and he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. And he said, he owed God millions, and this servant, 100 pence is equivalent to thousands in our day. And he said to him, he laid his hands on him, and he took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. Give me my money. Give me what you in debt to me about. And the fellow servant fell down at his feet, just like he had, and begged him, pleaded with him, saying, would you have patience with me? Would you give me a chance and I'll pay you all? But the creditor would not wait. But the creditor had him arrested and he put him in prison until the debt could be paid in full. He would not be patient. He showed no compassion, but he cast the man that owed him into prison till he should pay the debt. So now, when the fellow servants that knew about what the king had done, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords had done in his life, how God had washed his sins, how God had plucked him out of the miry clay and cleansed him, how God had shown his amazing grace to him. So now when they knew what had done, they were very sorrow, and they came and they told their king what had happened. They told the king how you forgave him, but look at what he did in return. And then the king, his lord, after he had been told what he did, called him and said to him, you wicked servant, for I forgave you all that debt. I forgave millions of debt because you desired me, because you asked me. I did it. Shouldn't you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had compassion and pity on you? And the king was wroth, and the king was angry, and the king delivered him to the tormentors until he could pay all that was due, that was owed him. So Matthew 18:35 says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts. So forgiveness has to be from our heart. Forgive not everyone his brother that trespasses on him. We're talking about forgiving. Lord, teach me to forgive like you. Father, so I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. Lord, teach us to forgive from our hearts. Help us to understand we don't get a pass. I've got to forgive. You've got to forgive. Why? Because God forgives us. And our forgiveness is conditional on us releasing those that have trespassed and sinned against us. I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. I pray that you and I will both walk in forgiveness, grace, compassion, mercy, patience, just like the Father does for us. May you walk in victory.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Amen. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your
praise
copy
the Lord
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Bay.